Grave Tone.
Welcome to Grave Tone Podcast, where horror comes to life in every form it takes. I'm Megan.
And I'm Arthur.
And we're talking about an upcoming release this week.
Yeah, I guess it's not released yet when this drops.
It's just, I know, I'm mixed up in my days and my weeks with pre-recording stuff.
Yo.
So I'm like, when is this coming out? I don't know.
We gotta think ahead.
Before the movie comes out.
What is that?
This will come out. Yeah.
Very soon. It is very good. Actually, to be fair, it already came out in Korea.
It did. No, it did. It's true. So we are talking about the upcoming release of Colony, which is officially hitting theaters in North America, anyway, on August 28th. And I believe is expected to have a release, if I'm not mistaken, in multiple other places at the same time as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's a fucking huge movie.
Yeah, August 28th is being released through Wellgo USA, so it should be getting a release in the majority of other places by then. But it has been out in South Korea since May 21st.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It premiered at Cannes on May 15th as part of their midnight section, if I'm not mistaken, and then was immediately released in theaters in South Korea. So
that's awesome. And it's already doing well, so I can only imagine how well it's going to do here. I think the budget on it was like 17 million yen, which is 12
million,
USD.
Yeah.
And I think it worldwide, at least so far, it grossed almost, like 48.
Almost 50, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, getting there. And it'll be well over 50 by the time it comes out.
It's going to be crazy.
Yes, correct.
And we saw it, and we loved it.
Yes.
And so, it was crazy.
For folks who are like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
You know
this is
about
the latest zombie production from writer-director Yun Sung-ho, who is quite famous for having written and directed the entire sort of Train to Busan saga. So the original film, followed by Seoul Station, which was an animated film that came out, I think, a little while afterwards, and the live-action follow-up Peninsula, which came out in 2020. I'm so sorry if you can hear the cat playing in the background. Anyway, just ignore him. He got a new bow, and he's really excited.
Yes. Best toy ever.
Yeah. So this is his latest film. This movie, I think we talked about this in our Fantasia wrap-up episode, but
yeah, a little bit.
This film does not, like, take place in the same universe, I don't think, anyway, as Train to Busan, in the sense that there's no mention of anything do with that
it's
franchise.
It's definitely not in the same timeline.
No. And
people would have been like, oh, no, not again.
Yeah, that's it. And there was none of that.
No.
And the outbreak does not happen in the same way.
No, it's a completely different take on the zombie genre.
Yes.
Which I think, I don't know. What do you think? Is the zombie genre saturated at this point? Because we've had zombie for years.
I think that's something that we should work our way through as we go through this episode and try to see if by the end of this episode we're able to like answer that question. Do we feel that a subgenre like the zombie subgenre is oversaturated? Is it done? Is it finished? Is there like nothing new?
Is there another take on it?
Yeah. Is there nothing new to happen with it? Is there no entertainment value left in it? Like that kind of thing. And just see how we feel about it by the end of it.
That's fair.
Okay.
I think with this movie, there is a clear answer, at least in my head, but I'm also a sucker for zombies, so
we're gonna talk about it as we go through. Now let me read the IMDb synopsis and then we can talk about maybe first thoughts about coming out of all this, how we're feeling about it now. Professor Sejong attends a biotech conference only to witness it spiral into catastrophe when a rapidly mutating virus is unleashed. As the outbreak spreads and the infected begin to transform, authorities seal off the entire facility.
That makes sense?
Yes.
That's what you should do.
Yes. That's definitely something that we've seen multiple different times before in different types of films, like Rec comes to mind, right? Seal off the building, don't let anybody out. It's got a similar kind of vibe that way.
I find that a lot of movies, they try to do that, but because you need to have the movie happen, something breaks out and then it fucks up everything.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the main driving plot, which is not the case in this one.
No, not really. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I don't really think that that's what drives everything forward, no.
No, anyway, not in this one.
First thoughts. How are you feeling about it now? So we did see this at Fantasia. It was the Canadian premiere here. Mm-hmm. That was really exciting. Like I mentioned, it's getting its theatrical release on August 28th.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look, like I said, I love zombies in any kind of form and take. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a different take on it that brought something new that I don't think I've seen elsewhere. At least not the way that...
Not exactly like this, no.
Yeah. There's like two things about it. We'll discuss it a little bit later on, I guess. But there's like two things that really kind of changed it, in a sense. And I thought it was great. I thought it was smart. Like I mentioned in one of the wrap-up episodes, people made smart decisions. And I'm always happy about this because I cannot be angry at the screen. I'm not just sitting there and thinking about what I would have done because that was a stupid decision that I'm missing half the movie. So
yeah,
that's me.
Yeah, that's fair.
How my brain works.
No, I get it, because you're just annoyed with characters and being like, oh, this is so fucking dumb.
Yeah, and then you instead of like rooting for them, you're just like, oh, just die.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, oh, you make stupid choices.
And I can't have, like, every once in a while, that's fun, but I can't have every movie.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Especially not, like, the zombie subgenre. It's one thing to have, like, some slashers that are like that, but I feel that when it comes to zombies, I'm kind of like, guys, come on. We know that. And also, I think that filmmakers that way need to be a little bit more like self-aware and almost meta about it, right? Where they're like, we know this. If we exist in a world in which like zombie stories exist, quote unquote, we should know how to deal with this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We don't need like 25 minutes of an explanation of like, oh, what are they? Gasp. Like, no.
Yeah, that too. But also, if the world is established or at least is aware that those things, this is not like the first time ever occurrence.
Yeah.
That everyone has mentioned it or something, people should make smart choices. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't just go and try to pet it. Like, come on now.
Can you imagine?
Put some fucking duct tape on those forearms.
Yeah, that's it.
Protect yourself.
Fight your way out.
Actually, it's so funny because when they were doing that,
yeah.
I instantly reminded myself of the interview we had with Ray Barrett.
With Ray Barrett,
yeah. And he was like, that's what I would do, I think, is the smartest thing. Just make a suit out of duct tape.
We asked Ray Barrett when we interviewed him a while ago. If you don't know, he plays Johnny in A Violent Nature, and we had a great interview with him and a really lovely chat, and we asked him what his biggest strength would be in like an apocalyptic situation, and his very brilliant answer would be to make duct tape suits for everyone in order to avoid being like bitten by a zombie.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, that's actually pretty smart.
That's fucking smart, and that's what they did here partially. Anyways.
Yes.
What about you?
I pretty much agree with you overall. I definitely think, again, because this is a subgenre that's very much in your wheelhouse, I think overall you enjoyed it more than I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought this was such an interesting take on the genre. I thought it was cool to see like a different kind of inciting incident and kickoff to things, which we'll talk about a little bit when we get into the spoilery bit of things, and the type of zombie virus that this film kind of shows to people is very different than things that we've seen before, which is cool, which is not something that you come across on a regular basis. It's got like a very fast pace to it. You're never really bored throughout the course of
Definitely
the film,
not.
Which is nice. Overall, that's it to your point, especially in the earlier scenes of the film. A lot of people are making a lot of really smart choices, and I really love that too. And I do, you know, I do appreciate a lot individually, a lot of the different characters, and even when characters in some cases are making bad choices, it makes sense for them to be doing so because of what we've gotten from them up until this point.
Yes, that's very true.
So I can appreciate that. There is some stuff that definitely feels like it's just sort of for plot purposes, and I'm kind of like, okay, whatever, sure, this is a bit stupid, but sure.
What?
But like some choices that people are making that you're like, I kind of have to do this because if not, we're not really going to move forward in the in the story. So I do understand why we did it. Is it a bit annoying? Yes, but also like tropes are tropes. And eventually we kind of just need them in order for the story to move forward. So yeah, no, I would say it was just like a highly enjoyable and really interesting take on something. And it was cool to go into this being like, okay, like we've seen Train to Busan and some of its follow-up stuff and everything. Are we going to get anything different out of this? Or is it going to be like same?
We're That's just
repeating
it.
Ourselves. And that really, it wasn't the case in this. And I loved that. And honestly, you know, I loved that I felt by the end of this film that the subtitle for the movie should really be like the women have to fix everything. Because they kind of do in the movie.
Well, she's like one of the main characters.
Yeah, so, but there's more than one of them doing it as well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, especially by the end of the film. So I appreciate that because I always love, and I love when the female characters in a film are not hysterical about anything, and having very grounded female characters in the film make me feel a lot better in
They're
the
scientists.
Situation.
Yes. Smart ladies.
Yes, very much. So I love that too. Do you want to do digs before we get into it?
I don't want to do digs.
You don't want to do digs?
No. How much do you dig this movie?
You want me to do digs?
Yes.
Just say that.
Why do you ask the question? We have a format.
I think, yeah, I mean, I think I'm probably at like a 7.5. I think it's a really enjoyable film and everything. It's just, that's it. Like, zombie is not my subgenre. It's not, yeah. And it never has been. And I really enjoy things, but I thought that this one was really solid, really strong, and really cool. And especially if I'm doing a bit of a comparison to a couple of other like zombie films that we've seen that have come out this year. Like at the beginning of the year, we got We Bury the Dead, which I was like okay with, but had a couple of decisions in the plot that really got on my nerves. And then This Is Not a Test, which was just kind of very generic. I was happy to see something like this instead, you know?
What about 28 Years Later? I mean, that's a whole different zombie kind of movie.
Okay, but I fucking loved that movie. I don't care about any of you. Bone Temple was phenomenal.
So and you like zombie genre.
If you don't think that, then you're wrong. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you. But that one, too, does something different and new.
Yes, it
does. And that is what I need at this point, guys. I need it to be slightly different. Mm-hmm. Because if it's not, I'm bored.
Yeah, because we've seen multiple of them.
So many
right?
of them. There's an entire Walking Dead channel at this point.
I know.
With how many fucking spinoffs there are, and I'm over it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
that's fair.
So I'm at like a 7.5. Very, very strong 7.5.
I agree. I mean, look, I'm at definitely an 8.
I know.
I'm not saying it's like, well, I mean, we're not even that far from each other, but I don't, like, it's not a perfect zombie movie. But there's a lot of things that I liked about it,
yeah.
From what I mentioned, from, you know, the fact that it is different,
mm-hmm.
and that the whole zombie thing is not just, it doesn't start with the usual rage virus bite thing, whatever it is. It is developed to be something else.
Yes, definitely.
Right? Because that's the whole thing, is that they're basically trying to develop a bioweapon, let's
yes.
put it that way.
It works.
You know, and that's it, and it works.
Yes.
And that's kind of how it spreads as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so very easily an 8.
Got it.
Because it is different.
Totally.
And it does very different things. And
yeah.
I, as you just said, I appreciate that it's not a same formula
yeah.
of virus starts, people die, and then people survive, you know.
Yeah, yeah, in that typical sense, I agree. So let's get into a little bit more of a developed plot. We'll get into some of the more spoilery bits, our favorites, some of that other stuff, and then see if we have an answer to that question by the end of the episode.
I think we're starting to get threads of that answer, I would say, from both of us.
Probably. But we'll talk about it by the end of the episode for sure.
That's
so
right. And if you guys are enjoying our content, well, thank you very much in general for listening, but also thank you very much for rating the podcast. It helps a lot.
Very much. Thank you so much. Our resident ghoul, Gary, is digging a grave in your honor, and he's currently shuffling over here after working real hard to give everybody the spoiler warning.
You've been warned. Spoilers ahead.
So I'm going to butcher all of this as I go through it, but I will try and give everybody an idea of main cast of the film. Terribly sorry.
Right.
In advance, I'm so sorry.
And you have to give more of a plot afterwards, too.
Yeah, 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 no, 100%.
Yeah.
So the film stars...
Good luck.
Oh, shut up. Why'd you throw me off right before I started
I'm
as
sorry.
Well? Jun Ji-hyun, who plays Kwon Si-jung, she is the main character of the film. She's a biotech professor. She's attending
yes.
a conference. No, she has a biotech.
No, I was thinking of it. Is it that one or the other one? Never
no,
mind.
It's her. Yeah. I love that you're squinting. Like, you're like, wait, fuck, what? She's attending a conference with her ex-husband, actually, who's also...
The nicest guy.
Oh, he's very sweet.
My God.
Yeah, man, talk about a male character being written in a way that I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, yeah, wow. What a decent guy. Who is encouraging her because she seems to be a bit of a black sheep in the biotech
mm-hmm.
world because of some of the opinions that she has about things, and she's very rough around the edges and stuff, and she doesn't really placate people. She has a tendency to argue with them, I get the feeling. And so he's invited her to attend this conference for this very large organization who are talking about all of these innovations.
Well, that's where he works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who are talking about all of these innovations that they're doing, and she attends, witnesses an odd interaction between the CEO of the company and a former employee and also scientist who has previously worked for the company named Seo Young-chul. Oh my God, this is really hard. Played by Ku Kuo Hwan. Sorry. Yeah.
You're good so far.
I'm really trying. I'm sorry. He was formerly, I believe he was ousted from the company. He was previously working for them, and he is the person who is the antagonist and has developed essentially a bioterrorism weapon that he has decided to unleash upon these people because they basically fired him for being like a mad scientist of sorts. And also because the CEO wanted to take credit for
that, of
the
course.
Work himself, yes. Because he's a CEO, so he sucks a bit, obviously.
As you do.
Yeah, like they do, large corporations like this, like they do.
But the whole kind of like, I guess, thread of this, and this is not any kind of spoiler because I think it's in the trailer or whatever it is that what he developed is a virus.
Yeah.
That he has the vaccine to.
Yeah.
But also this virus, what it does is that it allows the basically to have a hive mind.
Yes.
That's why in the trailer you see they're all sticky and everything. It kind of like translates a little bit into that. Yeah, it's bad.
It's really, if you like a gooey film,
oh, yeah.
You are in for a treat.
That's good. So that's kind of like one of the first, I guess, twists of the movie is that it allows zombies to have a hive mind,
yeah.
Which I have never seen before or anything close to
that. I don't think I have. The only thing that would be similar is probably in much older films before we got into the type of zombies that we see in more modern culture, like, you know, since like Night of the Living Dead and post mm-hmm. that, when a lot of older zombie quote-unquote films tended to be like hypnotism due to like voodoo practice,
yes.
And things like that. Those types of things maybe would have been just as close as you could have gotten to what this is. I think. I know. I'm not saying it's the same.
No. I know.
Okay. But I think that if you do watch some of those, you can probably find the threads,
yeah, I guess.
Of similarities.
It's just like, I'm thinking like it's very different to
like
have.
But they're being controlled by one person, and that's the case in this.
Oh, in that sense. Yeah. Okay. Well, he's not really controlling them
until.
No, not up
not
until.
Not immediately, but he's
yeah,
eventually.
Not immediately. That's true. Yeah. So, anyways, he has the vaccine, and that's the beauty of these zombies is that they learn. Over
yes.
time, how to be more efficient.
Yes.
Because, you know, at the beginning, they run on four legs.
Yes.
And then they're like,
they're very animalistic. And
yeah,
they...
and then they stand up, and then they learn how to use their senses
it's
and
crazy.
Their logic. Anyways, that's very smart because it does create that twist.
Yes, and it means that our characters who are trying to get out of this situation have no choice but to be innovative
mm-hmm.
with what they're doing, and they have to think on their feet, and they cannot have, oh, I'm just going to do this one thing and it will save me for the entire time. That's not the
That's
case
it.
At all in this,
it
which
really
is
work.
A very smart choice.
Yeah.
So
who else is in it?
Yeah. So that's it. Quan Si-jung, she witnesses something and witnesses the beginnings of what this attack winds up being. And of course she winds up with a small group of survivors who are just trying to make their way out. Now, to set the scene, the film is set in a large mixed commercial building that's like mixed use. So
it's
you
a
have
business tower.
You have a retail section in the bottom. It's a mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that is an office tower. Essentially, that's where the conference is taking place. So when the authorities learn about this bioterrorism attack, they lock down this entire building. It's very Romero's Dawn of the Dead. So
mm-hmm.
they're in a
mm-hmm.
mall. They're partially in a mall, partially in an office building in this case. It's a little different and it's very updated, but like that setting kind of aspect of it is similar. And of course, she, as well as the other characters that she's with, have to like fight their way out. So she's joined by Choi Hyun-suk, who is a security guard who works in the building. Clever choice to have a character like that because he knows where stuff is in the building.
Yes.
So that makes sense. He was working a shift. He works mostly in the retail portion, like the mall portion of the building. He's actually joined by his sister, Choi Hun-hee, who is an IT employee. She happens to just be with him that day.
Yeah, they're having like lunch or something
and
together.
And she's taking
on
time
their...
off work. She's on vacation or
yeah.
whatever, and she's just spending some time with him. He's like a very protective younger brother. They have a nice relationship,
mm-hmm.
the two of them. So they're joined together. There is a character who... Seo Jung's ex-husband is Hang Yu-sung. He is the person who's with her at the beginning, who's brought her to the conference, and who is...
Yeah, the nice guy.
...trying to get her set up, essentially, because it turns out he's more than likely relocating.
Mm-hmm.
And he cares about her, and he's remarried, he has a child, but he would like to make sure that she's, like, set up, and she's okay, and she has a job before
yeah.
he leaves, basically, which is quite sweet, and they have... nice and very honest conversation about how their relationship ended towards the beginning of the film that I thought was actually like a nice shade for that character, which is really nice. And then one of the other ones who does kind of come into play, there are other minor characters who do come and go throughout the course of the film, but someone else who does become important is actually Yoo Seong's wife, Gong Seol-hee. She is a scientist as well. However, she is on the outside of the building, and she becomes aware of what's happening inside and, of course, communicates with Seo-jung, and they wind up working together to try and, one, stop this from spreading, because the entire point of the disgraced scientist doing this is that he wants to kick off the fucking apocalypse, basically, within, and he wants it to spread.
He sees it in a different way, but yes.
Yes, I know. Well, they normally do, don't they? The Thanos of it all tends to see it in a slightly different light, generally, seeing what they're doing. I mean, they're like, it's not genocide. I'm trying to fix things on the planet. Here you go.
From his perspective, it made a lot of sense.
Well, exactly. That's what I mean. That's exactly, what I'm comparing it to, exactly. Right? So something like that. So they have to work together. So those are kind of like our major players. You do have other characters. I'm sorry, there's actually not much cast more than that even listed on IMDb, so I'm a little hard pressed for the time being anyway to find the other cast members, but do be aware there is there are a couple of other people. There's like an older man who's with them for a period of time. There are two sisters who are like high school aged, one of them, who the older one who has a stupid gross older boyfriend with
I don't think
them.
They're sisters.
Yes, they are.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's terrible.
I know, isn't that awful?
Jesus.
The older sister's a bitch. There are two sisters, a younger one and an older one, who are there with her stupid, shitty boyfriend. It's fine, he dies. Anyway, who else? God, who am I forgetting?
I don't know. Well, I'm just saying, I don't think that's too consequential to the story. Okay. There's a bunch of people. There's people outside.
The other businessman who's with them, too.
Yeah, there's a whole police force outside.
Oh, there's a cop. Sorry. There's a cop. Yeah, whose name I can't remember. Apologies. Anyway, there's a cop as well who has come in right before everything's kicked off because he received a call with his team that there was a threat of a bioterror attack, because Young Chul had called ahead of time and said, basically told everyone, I'm going to be doing this, just so you know, I'm going to be doing this. And so, but like three cops show up. I'm like, what the fuck is this response team?
Yeah, that I don't know.
That was weird.
I mean, it's, they have to confirm it, right?
I guess they're just there to scope it out. Anyway, but yeah, there's a cop there as well who also is trying to take charge of the situation, but he's bad at it. And then he gets worse as time goes on. So it's all of them who are stuck in various different places throughout the course of the film and have to work together, but also not at all, to try and make their way out, and also to stop Young Chul from being able to leave the building or let any of the zombies leave the building in order to start affecting the public at large.
Yeah, because that is his goal.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so three favorites. Kick us off. What are you thinking to start with?
I am definitely going to start with the gooiness of the zombies.
I love that.
It's great. It is absolutely great. I guess to kind of provide context into this is that the way that they've developed this virus that gives the ability, the infected, as long as there's more than one of them, to learn things through a hive mind. So they don't have to be connected to each other. And when they learn a new skill, I guess let's call it that way.
Yeah.
Right? They kind of like all transmit to each other what the skill is and stuff. And that kind of came from the way that apparently, spores or fungi?
Yes,
I think it was fungi, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes, that he's used in order to develop this virus.
That's it. Exactly.
It's got like a touch of The Last of Us. Just like,
just a little bit of that, because apparently that's actually what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Spores and fungi are able to transmit information to each other over distances anyways.
Isn't that crazy?
It's absolutely wild. I don't even want to think about it. It's too scary.
Yeah, it's terrifying to think of what could... Well, sometimes I think about The Last of Us and I'm like, we're a hop, skip, and a jump away. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, it's bad. So because of that, because it's very kind of like fungus-based infection type of thing, eventually the zombies start to become very gooey and they stick to each other.
Yeah.
And they create a bunch of disgusting horror sets.
It's crazy.
That were also really well done.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so that's definitely one number thing favorite for me.
Nice.
Is all of that and the implication of it, not just zombies stuck together.
Yeah.
I find it hilarious. And they're not just kind of like useless. Oh, I'm stuck to your shoulder. I'm just going to stand there and
they can bite around. They can move together.
Yeah, like they move together. Yeah. They use like, you know, their legs to walk on walls and shit. Like it's fucked up.
Yeah.
If you think about it. So I thought that was very creative.
Agreed.
Let's put it that way. Yep. For zombies to exist.
Mm-hmm. I agree. My first one, I think, is going to be the setting of the film. I really like that sort of like we're locked in one large tower thing. I don't know why. I like an isolated setting in general for a film because I just find it more interesting, and it means that the story has to be good, the characters have to be interesting.
That's
and
true.
this was the case for this film, so I was very happy about that. That was awesome. They used the space really well. You don't stay in like only one area. Like you're in the mall and then you go to tons of different floors within like the office structure and all of the different things going on there, and then down to like the parking garage, and like you're back and forth, you're all over the place.
Yeah, that's the thing that it wasn't just like one of those, okay, well, we have to go through every floor and clear it out and reach the roof to get rescued. It's not that.
There was
nice
always a reason to be moving to the next location.
Because I find that's a trope. It's like, oh, let's get through the levels.
Yeah, you're like, well, it works in like a video game, but this isn't a video game. It's a film. So I don't need you to show me every single little thing. I need you to take me where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, I'm not collecting tokens or anything, guys. Like, I just need you to take me where we're supposed to go. And I really appreciated that. Maybe also because I work in a very corporate like office building, and I work in a very corporate environment and an office tower that is on top of a retail space.
Right.
Oh my
current God, it's
work
so true.
Is literally in there. So I'm like, ah. I'm like, oh, that's weird.
And did you take notes in case?
No, God, that would be horrible. Megan. I know. Mine's not like as fancy and new as this one.
Doesn't matter.
I know, but this one was like very high tech. I was like, oh, wow, so shiny.
Take notes of what they did. Very smart.
Yeah.
Like, take the service elevator, not the main elevator. Come on.
Yeah, those types of things. I don't know where the service elevator is.
You got to find out.
I have to bug a security guard for it. Yeah, so
excuse me, sir. I just have a question. In case of a zombie apocalypse, where is the security
Where is the service elevator? I know where the stairs are to not use the elevator at all.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's pretty fucking important.
I know, but I know where the emergency exit stairs are. Yeah, well, fire drills dictate that you kind of have to know that. So I really liked the utilization of the space, the setting itself, and how they used it throughout the course of the film. I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Cool. All right. I would say definitely for me, number two is the fact that because the zombies were learning over time and also pretty quickly, like you mentioned, everyone had to adapt and they had to make smart choices and actually improve their defenses, whatever it is, over time.
Oh, yeah.
On top of the fact that the guy who set this all off has the antidote, and he just goes and throws like sticks in the spokes.
Wrenches into the
whatever, bones into, I don't know, there's no good expression for
that. His literal existence in scenes complicates matters for the other characters is what I will
say. Exactly. So the adaptability of the characters and what they had to deal with and really kind of like fly by the seam of their pants most of the time, you know, that was very smart because it's not just the usual, we got to run around and run as fast as we can.
No.
To avoid the zombies. They really can't because, like you just said, it is a closed space scenario.
Exactly. You can't just get on the street and keep running and hope you can outrun it and hide somewhere. You've got to just find the place to hide, essentially.
But you can't hide forever.
Nope.
Because there's no food there and stuff.
And they will find you. Like, at some point, they're going to come across you for sure. And as they adapt and they evolve and they become more intelligent, they will find a way to find you.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it becomes much more difficult to mask oneself the further along we get in the story, which again is very cool.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say that my second favorite thing was probably the level of kind of like maniacal that Young Chul has as an antagonist in the film. I find he's got like a not like a like scary, crazy, mad scientist. He's got a reason and like a method to what he's doing and everything like that. But I was like, man, this guy's like really evil and he's really selling it to me that he's doing this. And I'm like, sure. Yeah, you would definitely be doing this. That makes total sense. I don't know. I liked the actor a lot. I thought he did a really good job with it.
He was really good.
Yeah. I really enjoyed like his portrayal of the character and everything like that. And how he would use every single little instance that worked in his favor to just be like, oh, and just do a little something else to fuck people over.
But again, because he is a scientist, he's a smart character, yeah. And there's a whole story behind why he's doing this, because it's not just random. He didn't decide to do it, which also, I think, plays really well into what this movie is. It wasn't just like, you know, oh, a monkey bit me, and now I developed a vaccine.
Yeah.
But now I'm also like, fuck you, CEO, I don't like you.
Yeah.
It's really not that. There's an actual story behind it that there relates to his father and everything. I'm not going to spoil it, whatever.
No.
But there is a logical reason why he's doing it. Again, kind of like what you mentioned with Thanos, right? There's some reason as much as insane.
There's a method. Is it right? No. But you're like, oh, fuck, okay, I can see some of the logic in this, though, and the reasoning behind you why you've chosen to do what you're doing, even if I don't agree with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, that makes sense. Am I at my third one?
Yeah, but now it's my turn.
Oh, it's your turn. I'm sorry.
I have to say that there's a lot of things that I liked about the movie in general, but the set design probably is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that they had to, because it's like we said, you know, yes, it's a closed space and whatever it is, but they could have just really kept it as is and not done much with everything that's going on. But because there is a lapse of time throughout what this happens, and they're also evolving and getting more intelligent, and like I said, they're also getting much more gooey and shit.
Oh yeah,
the set changes like almost every 30 minutes.
How it becomes more like overtaken by the spores and all the weird shit, and it's like growing on the walls. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Exactly. It's disgusting, but it's cool because they had to do this, right? Like, it, at the beginning is just normal, and then it's kind of like, oh, it's a little bit sticky, and then there is actual shit on the wall.
And then by the end of it, you're
like, bleh. Yeah, it's seriously, it's super well done. I cannot imagine how much work went into this.
Oh, God.
But it was really well done, and like I said, it evolved over time as the movie progressed, and it even kind of like impeded certain characters a little bit because they get stuck to the walls.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Yeah, there are some things like that that do happen a couple of times.
Yeah, so I thought that was fucking smart and cool.
I think last, I guess, favorite that I want to highlight, there were like a lot of things too.
I know,
like
so
we
many.
Said, the characters, the performances were great. Like there were all sorts of things. I would say, and this is something that I think has carried over from Train to Busan all the way until now. I don't know what it is with Yeon Sang-ho and like the people that he works with. And I can only imagine like the choreographers and stuff he works with. The physical performances of the zombies in his films.
Oh shit, so
are
good.
Are fucking just beyond incredible. The first person who turns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The contortionist thing.
Oh, it's the people.
But it wasn't, I feel like it wasn't even, they didn't hire like a contortionist dude. It was just a person who had to
I'm not sure if it was the actor who did it, like the actor himself who did it. I'm not 100% sure of that, or if they had like a body double do it. Oh, my fucking God. Like all the people, the things that these people do, and this is something like Train to Busan did this as well. And it's always, he has a way of shooting it so that the first person to turn is very iconic. Like in Train to Busan, it's the young girl, or like the homeless person. No, not the homeless guy. It's the young girl who's like been bitten and has like her leg is all wonky and sideways and shit like that, and like, or like her ankle's broken or something, and she does like this incredible thing with her body. The first character that is turned in this, it's the same thing. You're just kind of like, ah, oh my God, and things crack, and it's like, ugh.
Oh yeah, they always crack when they turn.
Oh, it's so gross. but it's so incredible, and this must be so difficult. And then even like in the big groups of them, the way that they run, the way that they like move their heads around, and this one especially because they're all communicating with each other, all of the reactions that they have when they're sharing information with one another, it looks incredible.
And
it's
they jump.
It's so cool.
They jump and they throw each other.
Yes.
Because they're getting smarter.
And they work as one unit, basically. Oh, it's so cool. It's just so fascinating to see. And it makes it so interesting to watch because you're like, damn, okay, wow, look at all, like the way that they're all functioning together. And especially in this one in particular, because they're all like moving as one. It's got like a really fascinating, it's more of like a specific zombie thing, but it reminds me of stuff like the, that sequence with the dancers in Smile 2. the like nightmare sequence. I'm never going to get over that scene.
When they're in the hallway?
Yeah, like when they're in her place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like her apartment, and they're all following her. I'm never going to get over that. That is one of the best scenes in a horror movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
It's so good, and it's fucking terrifying. But they have like a vibe like that. Like they all move together and stuff like that. It's just fascinating. It's really interesting to watch, and I really liked that.
I agree. And it also made it that much more scarier and creepier.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah, I know. It works really well. Yeah, there's just like a lot to enjoy about this. It's really cool. I do like the way that characters internally and externally are working together to like wrap things up by the end and try and like fix stuff. There are, you know, allusions to things to do with like insect behavior and different things like that as well. There's a thing about ants that comes into play.
Oh yeah.
By the end of the film. That's true. That was like kind of cool. Like that was fun to see the, like we said, that's it. The characters making intelligent decisions, people, you know, superseding the suits who are just like trying to do as little as is humanly possible in all of these situations and being dumb about stuff. And then people having to like work around them and showcasing, you know, the scientists making the decisions, like the people who are aware of what this means, actually just saving everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that brings us back to our initial question. Is the zombie genre saturated? You know, watching this movie.
You know, it's crazy because I feel like every year I'm just kind of like, bleh. When there are new zombie films that are coming out, and I'm just kind of like, oh, God, I don't, okay, I guess, whatever. And I mean, yeah, sometimes, like I mentioned a few of them at the top of the episode, there are a couple of them that'll come out that I'll just kind of be like, okay, like this just felt like a zombie film. Yeah, and it was very whatever, which is less fun. But then we also get these offerings like Bone Temple and like this film that make me stop and be like, oh, I guess not. I guess it's not saturated. I guess there are still original ideas. There are still interesting things to be done with it. Will it make it my favorite subgenre? No. But it also will keep me going to see these films because there is still the capability to make them original.
Yeah, that's it. I agree. I would say that it is probably, at least in my opinion, saturated in the general what a zombie usually is.
Yes.
You know, but it is not in the different twists that creators are now thinking about it. Like you mentioned Bone Temple, like this one, Colony. Because, yeah, at the core, sure, it's a zombie movie, but the way that it happens and why it happens and kind of like what it entails for the whole movie, that is completely new and different. And that's, I feel like that's where you need to go.
Agreed.
Right? Because like 12 years of, or how many ever years of,
oh gosh,
The Walking Dead and everything, it's,
I don't even know at this point. It feels like even longer.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's been ages anyway. So
that's it. So no, you got to take it into new directions.
You do. You do. Because if not, people stop going, honestly.
Probably.
People will stop watching eventually, even if it's almost like a comfort thing because it's so familiar at this point. People will get bored. Yeah. So doing something innovative and interesting, I think, keeps things more flowing.
That's right.
Anyway, hopefully you guys have been able to check out the film, or you will be able to soon. We'd be really curious to know what everybody's thoughts are about this. Are you of the same mind that we are? Like, were you like not super
are
fussed
you in
about
our
this
hive mind?
Wow. were you not super fussed about this, or do you actually agree? Like, do you think, hey, look at this, something original, how exciting, within this subgenre? Hopefully that is the case. But let us know. You can follow us on all of our socials. We're at Gravetone Pod everywhere. So you can check that out and see when we have all of our new episodes dropping. Obviously, also check out the website at gravetonepod.com. All of our episodes are there. We've got a ton of different recommendations and everything over there, too. We have our horror movie picker quiz, which I'm thinking we should probably add this movie to.
Of course. Oh, definitely going on.
You just have to answer a few questions, and it will give you some recommendations of what you can watch tonight if you're not sure what to put on. So check all of that out. I don't know what we're doing next week by the time this is coming out.
Buddy.
So, okay. Oh, yeah. Yep, you're right. Buddy will be our next episode, guys. Yeah. Woo! Get excited for that one, too, because they're both being released on the same day.
I know.
What the fuck? Release schedule. Figure your shit out. So hopefully everybody will have a chance to check all of those out. But in the meantime, guys, stay scared and stay tuned.
Ciao, guys.